KGEZ presents a happy, healthier you from Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.
And today we're going to, just in time for Valentine's Day, and Hannah, you're with us. Hannah is the Recreation and Wellness Manager at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. Who did you bring with us today?
So I brought some very special guests. I brought two residents from Buffalo Hill Terrace, Jean and Dolores Lee.
Hi, Jean. Hi, Dolores.
Hi.
Good to have you with us today. Now, if I didn't know better, I'd say you guys have been married for a while.
We're going on 70 years.
70 years? I was a year old when you got married. I don't remember it, but... Wow, 70 years. So tell us a little bit about your life together.
Okay, I was raised on a farm southwest of Fargo, North Dakota. Mm-hmm. And every Saturday night, they had a country western dance about 10 miles south of Fargo. And that's where I met her. She was still in high school.
Could she dance?
She did.
She was a good dancer, huh? Good. Well, was he a good dancer?
Hasn't danced for quite a while, but she danced.
Yeah.
So was he a good dancer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
Hmm. So what kind of music were you listening to or were you dancing to?
Country western, 100%.
All right, so you're doing the two-step and three-step and the waltz and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Good at the waltz and the polka and the whole thing.
Wow. All right. That sounds like a lot of fun. You know, my folks used to go out to the Blue Moon and dance those dances out there.
Okay.
This was before I was born, so it would be back a few years. But, yeah, so a lot of folks met that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of folks met at dances. All right, so you've been married 70 years, and we found out how you met. I guess what I'd like to know now is what all did you guys do? I mean, what kind of work were you in, Gene?
I was raised on a farm, and I had a seven-day job milking cows. My dad got me up at 4:30 every morning and at 4:30 every evening, get the cows in the barn and put on the milking machine.
Oh, okay.
And we had a regular dairy with from 15 to 20 cows.
Hmm.
And the only time I took off because I had to get up so early was on Saturday night, so that was it.
So your job was to keep the cows happy.
It was.
All right. But you had the milking machine, though, so that, at least right. You didn't have to use the your hands.
No, I can remember when my dad used to milk, but I never had to have to use my hands to milk.
Now, did you do this your entire life?
No, I did that till I was drafted into service.
Oh, boy. Which branch did you go to?
I was in the Army, mm-hmm. And I was drafted into the military police during the Korean War.
Oh, boy. All right. I was military police, too, but it was during the Vietnam War.
Oh.
Did you have any exciting times over there? And where did you wind up going? Did they send you to Europe? Or?
Our whole company of 60 trainees was sent to San Francisco. We were all heading for Korea.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. You're Korea. All right.
And when we got to San Francisco, they happened to pull my name. Six of us got to go to Okinawa.
Okinawa. Well, that beats the heck out of Korea during the war.
It did.
Lots warmer there.
It was interesting because the U.S. had about 50 B-29s at Okinawa that flew to Korea every night. And so we had a Ryukin headquarters that we were kind of looking after the gates and the buildings. And we'd watch the planes take off every evening just at sundown. They'd fly all night and come back from Korea the next morning. And we were pretty excited with it because we never lost an airplane.
That's pretty darn good because there was a lot of ground fire back then.
Yeah. When they left, they were only 100 feet above the ocean until they disappeared. They were so full of bombs.
Gosh. So what were you doing all this time? You weren't milking cows, were you?
No. When he was in the service, I lived with my mother. And worked in the telephone company.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What did you do for the phone company?
Well, mostly I didn't want to be a telephone operator where you answer the phone, so I ended up doing bookwork. I had to keep track of every telephone, or not telephone, but post in North Dakota.
Every telephone pole, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now, my mother worked for the phone company. She was a telephone operator. And, you know, for women of your generation and my mother's generation, women working in outside jobs was not, and particularly the job like that, wasn't normal.
Oh, I had so many friends that worked, and so, you know, but I know, especially if they would have a family or something.
Yeah, and this was before you guys started your family then.
Right.
Yeah. So, well, at least you had something to keep yourself occupied with while he was, you know, serving the country.
Right.
Oh, boy. This is something, 70 years of being married, let's just start with, you know, you guys were married fairly young.
Right.
And how did that work out for you, being so young?
Well, it seemed like people did marry young men, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right out of high school or whatever.
Yeah, so Gene did let you graduate from high school.
Oh, yeah, he did.
I was 22 and she was 18 when we got married.
Okay, so for newlyweds, what would you suggest that our newlyweds should do that you guys did? It worked.
I came from a big family that had two brothers, two sisters. And she was an only child.
Right.
And her dad had died when she was 9 years old. He was working for Boeing in World War II. And that, I never knew him, of course. But anyway, she and her mother had a two-bed or two-room apartment in Fargo. And that's where I ended up taking her after going to the dance.
Back to that two-room apartment.
Yeah.
what kind of a town was Fargo like back then?
Strictly a farming community, I would say. I think they got 100-some thousand people now.
Yeah.
And at that time, it was about 30,000 to 40,000. Mm-hmm. They say they're growing about 3,000 people a year.
Wow. So it was significantly smaller than what Kalispell was at the time.
Right.
Yeah, because we were about 8,000 back then.
Yeah. This was the biggest town in North Dakota, and this is where we did most of our shopping and went to Fargo once a year when I was going to school for going to JCPenney and get clothes for school.
Once a year, huh?
Yeah.
Whether you needed clothes or not, right? Boy, I guess in those days you probably were growing about 3 inches, 4 inches a year, so you probably really needed those clothes.
Yeah, I was the oldest of the five children.
Mm-hmm. So the rest of them got passed down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, to add a little bit, I was born in the same house that my dad was born in. When he got married in 1928, his dad gave him a farm that he had taken. A neighbor had come over and asked my grandpa if he could borrow some money, and he'd give him the farm. And so my grandpa, or my dad, got the farm that grandpa gave him. Wow. And they moved the house from his farm out to the new farm. And then he built a new house for himself. And me and my oldest sister, both of us, were born at home with a midwife.
Wow.
No.
That's a little different world these days, isn't it? Before we move on to the next segment, and we'll talk about kids and stuff, but I want to ask you, what brought you to the Flathead?
Hunting and fishing. Always enjoyed hunting and fishing on my time off, and in about, 1954, after I got out of the service, my neighbor and our friend in town had a Super Cub airplane, and he invited me to go hunting with him. And believe it or not, I shot 89 fox in 3 days.
Not from that airplane?
All from the airplane.
Really?
No. In North Dakota.
Yeah. A Piper Cub. You know, there are kites that are bigger than a Piper Cub.
Yeah, well.
And heavier.
He furnished the gun and the bullets, and he also sold the fox, but anyway, I enjoyed every minute of it, enjoyed me because I could shoot him usually on the first shot.
Oh, boy. No wasting any bullets for you, huh, Gene?
Right.
Boy. Hannah and Gene Dolores, Delene and Gene, Gene and Dolores Lee with us here, and Hannah's along there, too. Hannah,
that's
what
right.
do you think of all this?
It's so interesting to
Isn't
hear all the stories from their life.
Yeah.
I mean, yesterday we were kind of just informally chatting in my office, and Gene and Dolores were telling me stories. And at the end of it, I said, you know, what haven't you done? They had done so many things. It's just really fun.
Well, let's talk about parenting styles. We'll do that right after this.
Experience memory support in a community of encouragement. That's The Lodge, a neighborhood within Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. The Lodge is more than a place for those needing memory support. It's a place to live each day to the fullest. The programming designed to engage, promote wellness, and stimulate under the care of highly skilled staff that are passionate about the care they deliver. The Lodge has residences available for your loved ones, but also has day services. Now, this flexible program brings caregivers and families much-needed support while adding dimension to the lives of daily guests. Individuals who join take part in the same engaging, innovative programming offered to residents, and both part-day and full-day services are available. The Lodge at Buffalo Hill. Memory care with the support that's needed for a beautiful life. To inquire about residences and day services, call 752-7625, 752-7625, or visit the website ilcorp.org.
Now, back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a happy, healthier you.
Our guests today are a couple of lovebirds, been doing it for over 70 years together. We have residents Gene and Dolores Lee with us. So let's talk about your kids. You did finally have a few kids, didn't you?
We've got three,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't have any till after I came back from the service. And happy to say all three of them have been married for a long time. They're all in their 60s, and they're all still married.
Where are they living now?
I got one in Hungry Horse, one at Big Fork, and one that's a dentist in North Dakota.
Well, you've kept them kind of in a circle, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah. What was your plan for parenting these kids?
To make sure that they did the right thing. You had to give them, okay, you do this and you do that, and keep an eye on them.
Now, did they grow up on a farm?
No.
No, they grew up in town.
Right.
So it's a little different kind of a chore situation when you work on a farm than when you live on a farm than when you live in town.
When I came out of the service, I stayed on the farm for 2 years, and then I had two brothers in high school, and they both wanted to be farmers. And I told my dad that I wasn't afraid to go to town. I went to town, got a job the first day, and never been back.
Oh, boy. What was that job? I'm curious.
Retail credit company.
Really?
That was now Equifax.
I'll be darned.
I was an investigator going out in the street with 20 names every day that you could try to get credit reports and insurance reports. And I kept that job for a couple of years, and then they transferred me to Jamestown, North Dakota, and then they transferred me to Minot, North Dakota, and that's where we spent 25 years.
So when your kids left home, when they finally, you guys were empty nesters. How did you adjust to that?
It wasn't bad. They were pretty close.
Mm-hmm.
And my oldest boy did not want to go to college. He was a hunter like me, and I had become an outfitter, and so he wanted to stay with me. And that's how I came to Montana, was to buy an outfitting business at Spotted Bear. And so he was my main guide and wrangler, and my other two kids went to college, and my next boy is a dentist, and my daughter is a nurse at the hospital here, been there for 35 years.
My gosh. And but you know, Dolores, when they left home, did you have some pangs here in your heart?
No, is there something wrong with me? I don't. Because they were close enough by.
Yeah.
You know, so mm-hmm. I thought they were doing all right.
You know, but I mean, you'd walk into their empty bedrooms and it wouldn't bother you?
Um, You know, the one thing, I never started drinking coffee till I was in my, till I was about 30. And then I would go in and make up the boys' beds and leave my coffee cup there. And then they'd say when they came home from school, you left a coffee cup, because they weren't used to it. That's the thing I proudly thought of.
Wow.
I mean, it's silly, but...
No, no, it's not. It's that thing that always stuck with you.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely. Wow. What about you, Gene? Did you have any funny feelings when you look at those empty bedrooms?
No. We were tickled to get them through high school.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them went to college. And then both my boys were hunters. And always made sure we went duck hunting and pheasant hunting and goose hunting. And then I finally had $10,000 that I had saved up. And I was flying an airplane. I learned to fly when I was 38 years old. And I flew to Montana. I wanted to buy what I thought would be a cabin or something by the lake or a mountain. I never saw a mountain until I flew over to San Francisco for the Korean thing. And I was kind of fascinated by that. But anyway, my two kids were in college, and the oldest boy came with me out here. And we've just had a good life ever since. And they're all successful. And they all had at least two kids. And as a result, we've got some grandkids and great-grandkids.
70 years together, you know, at a time when half of all marriages end in divorce. How did you guys keep it together?
I told her many times, there's never been a second in my life that I wasn't happy with her.
Can you say the same thing, Dolores?
Well, more or less. Yeah. But things are up and down. You know, they're mm-hmm. never, you can't say, oh, this is just perfect. That would not be telling the truth. It's up and down, and that's the way you can expect it. And many good times we had. We went on vacations with the kids and had a lot of fun.
Well, I want to talk with you a little bit about what married life is like in Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, and we'll do that next.
So what is a true life plan community? Well, imagine life splendor every single day with chef-prepared meals, a fitness center, a pool, independent residential living, assisted living, rehabilitation services, memory support, and future nursing care if needed. That's all within the same beautiful campus. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, a true life plan community. So say goodbye to maintenance. Surround yourself with majesty and be connected to community. To explore this unique place for yourself and discover a life of abundance without headaches, please call 752-9625. That's 752-9625. Or go online to ilcorp.org. ilcorp.org. That's Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Now back to Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. A happy, healthier you.
Well, our guest today, the manager of the recreation and wellness program there at Emmanuel Lutheran Communities. We have Hannah Brown with us, and residents Gene and Dolores Lee, who've been married 70 years, and we thought on this eve of Valentine's Day it would be good to talk with them about how they've kept it all together. And it's been a fascinating story and a great life you guys have lived. So talk with me a little bit about what it's like to live in Emmanuel Lutheran Communities.
Well, we have no complaints. She fell down 3 times last fall, and the rest of our family decided that she had to get off the farm. And I still have a farm south of Creston. And anyway, they took us to Emmanuel Lutheran, and we've just been there ever since, and we're satisfied there. She's got a wheelchair.
Walker.
Mm-hmm.
She had a open heart surgery several years ago, and I had a heart attack 2 years ago, and I'm still putting up hay till year before last. And
I'll be darned.
I'm still planning on going back to the farm once in a while.
So how old are you, Gene?
I'm 90 exactly.
You're 90, and Dolores, you're going to tell us?
Well, I don't care. I'm 86 now.
I could have figured that out, because I remember you saying he was 4 years older than you.
Yeah, and March will be 87.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Are you in Buffalo Hill Terrace? Or are you in...
Very happy.
Yeah, you're there at Buffalo Hill Terrace. That's where you are.
And you know the thing about there that I wasn't feeling real good when I went there, normal. And we walked into this place to eat the first time, and people were saying, "Hi, hello." And I thought, what's going on here? They are so kind. And the waiters and everybody is just so kind. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah. Well, I've eaten a few meals there at Buffalo Hill Terrace myself when my aunt lived there. And I got to tell you, that's good food.
Oh, yeah. Different all the time.
Yeah. And, it's probably better than Gene would cook, right?
Oh, bacon and eggs. Oh, French toast and pancakes. There you got it.
Well, those are my favorite things, so I'd be right there with you, Gene.
Well, she usually let me make the most major decisions, and she didn't know how to drive, and my mother taught her how to drive when I was overseas.
Yeah.
And so now she's my right-hand driver when I'm driving around town with the age of 90.
Wow. So, I tell you what, guys, I'm just thrilled to meet you both, and congratulations on your longevity. And I know that living at Buffalo Hill Terrace is a good thing.
It is. I feel safe. I really do. But I couldn't get over the people were being so warm. I mean, the minute you walked in, and I thought, here they're saying hi and hello, and where are you from? And can I sit with you? If you had I said, oh, sure.
We got a few people in their 90s, and we have most of them in their 80s, but they either got walkers or electric wheelchairs or getting around pretty slow like I do.
Well, I tell you what, one thing about Emmanuel Lutheran Communities is just anybody can get around, right, Hannah?
This is true.
Yeah.
Yep.
Put a lot of work into that. Hannah, do you have any closing thoughts?
It's just been fun to kind of sit and listen to these stories. I feel like we could do this all day. I'm going to have to kind of ask them more questions when I get back.
All right.
It's been fun. Thank you.
You do that, and thank you to both of you for sharing your lives with us.
Thank you.
Quite welcome.
All right.
A Happy, Healthier You is a presentation of Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, your premier choice for retirement. Emmanuel Lutheran Communities, making life easier.